Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast, Vision Plan Coverage, Impacting Employee Retention, Productivity, and Well-Being, hosted on Benefits Pro and presented by Versant Health as part of the series, In Focus, The Importance of Vision Care. I'm Kelly Nash. In this episode, we will join two experts from Versant Health, Amy Mann, Vice President of Human Resources, as well as Larry Opperman, Regional Vice President of Third-Party Commercial Sales. Amy and Larry are joined by Lynn Giles of Benefits Pro. They will break down the role of vision coverage and how employers can better educate employees as to its benefits. Let's join their conversation.
Amy and Larry, welcome to our podcast. I'm really looking forward to our topic today. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. Likewise.
Well, and to kick us off, Amy, let me ask you this. We know robust vision plans are good for employee health, but how do plans contribute to recruiting and retaining employees?
You know, vision care is listed as one of the 10 essential benefits that's included in the Affordable Care Act. And today, employees really have come to expect it as part of the core benefits that they receive when they go to work for a new company. It's a way, really, that you can differentiate yourself as an employer from your competition. The employer has the ability to contribute towards the cost of the benefit to the employee, or they just make the employee available. The employees then have the opportunity to enroll in the plan and then benefit from the lower rates that are offered as being part of a group-rated plan. To employees, they then have the opportunity to enroll, and this really has become the expectation of a competitive benefits package. The data that's out really supports the ability for employees to participate in voluntary benefits. 68.4% said that having the ability to enroll in a voluntary benefit influences their ability to select an employer or stay with their employer. Nearly half of the HR professionals said that voluntary benefits allows them to attract and retain new talent, and almost 60% said that they're able to retain the talent and increase engagement with the staff that they currently have. Right now, nearly three of four employers, over 71%, reported that they really want to be able to offer more voluntary benefits based on feedback that they receive in surveys with their employees.
Larry, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I didn't. And thank you, Amy. And I would say as well, you know, employees know that material costs have risen really dramatically in the last 10 years. And they know that employer-sponsored plans definitely save them money when services are rendered. And, you know, they see discounts from providers that are just straight materials discounts. They see coupons that are out there. But I think they realize that those don't really hold the value that that an employer-sponsored plan does in terms of coverage and member out-of-pocket. And so, you know, more and more with employers offering these type of plans, again, it just comes down to employers. They completely understand what the value of it is. So it's a good problem to have.
No, absolutely. And it's such a key part of what employees are wanting from their employers to begin with. So let's talk about the connection between vision coverage and its role in addressing workplace-related eye issues. What exactly is the link, and is it often overlooked? Amy, do you want to start this off?
Sure. You know, 70% of the workforce actually requires some form of vision correction. And most work-related injuries contribute to some form of absenteeism, which is really where it costs employers. A premium vision benefit offering can not only help overall employee productivity, but it also saves time and work-related sick days that employees will typically experience and goes unnoticed. Also, there's early detection and treatment of vision-related problems and overall health issues that can ultimately lead to significant savings for both employers and employees, which typically isn't tracked and associated with eye-related health issues.
And Larry, do you want to add to that a bit?
Sure. And, you know, outside of what Amy mentioned on the health side of it, you know, from a pure plan standpoint and financial standpoint for the employer, you know, many times employers For instance, if you look at a safety wear program in a manufacturing environment, you know, many of those plans just offer allowances, and they're not a formal plan that includes a fully comprehensive and dilated eye exam or a strong materials component, because there'll be plans and networks that are put together on an ad hoc basis. Many times employees have to pay out of dollars first and then get reimbursed. And even for the employer side, you know, it's a separate step for them administratively to have to reimburse employees. So point is, even though outside of the health component, you can add a safety wear program or a computer vision program to, you know, what we call a streetwear program, and really add value not only in coverage, but see some administrative efficiencies when you streamline billing, eligibility, and so forth. So again, it's something that's really has come a long way over the last 10 years in the vision space.
No, you're so right. And it's just critical to keep everyone healthy for many, many reasons. Amy, what are some of the common eye injury risks in the workplace, and how frequent are they?
Well, you know, there's actually more than 20,000 workplace eye injuries that occur each year. And the causes vary based on the different work environments. They can occur in a traditional office setting. They can be outdoor at a work site. And so you can have a variety of different injuries, from eye strain, severe eye trauma, vision loss, including undiagnosed vision loss. It could be exposure to foreign objects. We've also seen a significant increase in the amount of time and issues associated to blue light and screen time that is taking its toll in the workplace. 59% of Americans are now complaining of digital eye strain. We also see refraction errors. And when those aren't corrected with either contacts or glasses, these result in blurry vision, headaches, and eye strain and more. But whether an employee is handling heavy machinery, filing spreadsheets on a computer, clear vision is necessary to get the job done efficiently and effectively as possible.
There is just so much more screen time, too, for employees, especially over the last year. Larry, I'd love to also get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been in the vision space now for almost 20 years. And you know, Amy's absolutely right in terms of, you know, you have the eye-related injuries in manufacturing, and they can be frequent as well. But the real big one is what Amy mentioned, is the digital strain. You know, when you look at even over the COVID situation we've had over this last year and a half, and even prior to that, all of us on Zoom calls, all of us spending, you know, probably 10, 12 hours in front of your computer, I think that's a big one. That, you know, really employers are only now starting to realize, you know, if you don't have, you know, the right vision package in place that might include computer vision, it can really impact the productivity. So it's certainly something that's really continuing to, I think, grab employers that sponsor benefits, and they're adding, you know, this type of coverage into their benefits.
No, absolutely. It's really been a game changer. So for my next question, Amy, what steps or approaches can employers take to mitigate eye injury risk? Is employee education a foremost initiative?
Well, you know, that would absolutely make a difference. You know, as simple as just providing information on basic eye health and wellness will always have an impact. When we take a look at the number of eye-related injuries, going back to what Larry mentioned, oftentimes instituting an eye safety program will be able to help with some of this. But, you know, the first thing that we always encourage is just offering a basic managed vision care program is the best first step. But then you really need to reinforce the utilization of the benefits. It's really vital to ensure that the organization understands what benefits are being offered by their vision plan, and then begin to ensure that the associates are utilizing those benefits, taking advantage. With regular eye exams, you know, you can ensure that there's early detection of any health issues, and also the fact that you have your employees taking advantage of all of the issues that, as we were talking about, can be related to digital eye strain, to ensure that they've got the best possible benefits available to them.
Larry, did you want to weigh in as well?
I think Amy's absolutely correct in what she's saying, and even more so on the utilization component. You know, many times employers, you know, they tend to shy away from the utilization component because of the cost factor. You know, even though there's, you know, there's a number of vision plans that are voluntary in nature out there. But, you know, I think the more that you encourage utilization and you're able to find certain conditions in advance, the better off you are on your downline medical costs. And I think that's even in the workplace with regard to potential injuries and so forth. You know, one of the things that we're talking about in this particular question is employee education, even though that's, you know, that's key to it, you know, specific to the utilization and so forth. The other one, too, goes back to what we talked about in the prior question, and that's really having and designing the right plan. To Amy's point, you know, you have your base vision plan, but if you can design something with safety or computer vision, or even if you're, you know, if you're an employee that works outside and you can, you know, add a sunglass benefit, those are all things that really support the health initiative and in the education of the process.
No, that's great. It's really a two-way street on this issue. So to wrap up, overall, to what extent can eye injuries affect worker productivity and a company's bottom line? Amy, let's start with you.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has shared with us that, you know, there's on average 20,000 eye injuries every year. And according to OSHA, that can total around $300 million of injury costs to the workplace every year. When we take a look at what's lost in productivity, medical treatments, workers' compensation, that's a significant dollar amount that impacts companies' bottom line. When we take a look to see how offering vision plans and education can help impact simple disturbances such as eye strain, fatigue, and can lead to improving workers' time and productivity, it makes a lot of sense to see how just simple things like implementing a vision plan, providing education, and engaging with your employees can really make significant impacts to improve a company's ability to impact those dollars.
Larry, I'd love to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, and I think Amy hit the nail on the head. You know, if you look at the numbers statistically, you know, if you have a worker that has an eye injury, obviously it's going to contribute to presenteeism, absenteeism. And when you have that, it absolutely impacts all the statistics that Amy just mentioned. And so, you know, if you're able to mitigate that, you know, with having coverage in employee education, you know, it's just going to help you really, you know, be more productive and impact the bottom line as an organization.
No, absolutely. That's great insight. And everything really is connected in terms of employee health and well-being and how it just ties to overall operations and productivity. Well, Amy and Larry, thanks again for your time and insight. It's been really a great conversation. Enjoyed talking with you.
Enjoyed talking with you as well. It was a great discussion. We appreciate the time today.
Yes, thank you very much.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Versant Health. This has been the podcast, Vision Plan Coverage, Impacting Employee Retention, Productivity, and Well-Being, hosted on Benefits Pro. I'm Kelly Nash. Thanks for listening. For more Benefits Market Insights and to hear more episodes from this podcast series, please visit BenefitsPro.com.